You are tuned into another episode of the Eye on Digital Marketing podcast presented by More Visibility, leaders in search, design, and interactive marketing. Recorded at our headquarters in Boca Raton, Florida, this is Digital Marketing Talk for your business. Now here is your host, Chuck Forbes.
Welcome back to another edition of Eye on Digital Marketing. I am your host, Chuck Forbes, and today I am joined by client strategist Natalia Joyce. Natalia, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing, Chuck?
Awesome. So before we get going, as we always do, please give the listeners an elevator pitch of how you contribute to our client's success here at More Visibility.
Of course. So I am a client strategist. I handle all the day-to-day client communication. I really am in charge of the overarching strategy and ensuring success for our clients. I am the main touch point for all departments within our organization and just really ensuring that everything remains running smoothly and ensuring the utmost success for our clients.
Perfect. And fun fact, Natalia and I have actually worked on a couple of clients together, so if any of them are listening, then that elevator pitch should sound really familiar. So let's dive into our topic today, Natalia, and that is digital marketing with nonprofits. And from what I've known, you worked with a couple nonprofits here at More Visibility, so you're the perfect person to talk about this, and I think there's a lot of angles to dive deeper into. But first, I want to start off, you know, more high level on why digital marketing is important for nonprofits. And I say that because I think there obviously is the stigma around nonprofits need donations. And I think when people think about nonprofits, I don't know if their minds always go right to digital marketing. I think they still think of more brick and mortar, more traditional. So that's why is it so important for nonprofits?
So I think that digital marketing is really important for nonprofits just because there's such a opportunity to reach so many new people. As you mentioned, there is this kind of stigma attached to nonprofits that it's more traditional in the sense of having in-person events or connecting with people that are already aware of the brand. Yeah. But through digital marketing, you can really elevate that presence and really get your message out there to people. I love working with nonprofits just because I know that I'm helping an organization that is doing such good in the community and helping them reach new potential donors and a new potential audience. So I think it's really great for them to leverage, and I really encourage all of them out there to do so.
I love what you said about elevating what they already have. If any nonprofits, marketing managers are listening out there, don't think that just because we're saying you need to do digital marketing doesn't mean you're turning off all of the marketing things you're doing now.
Of course.
It means that you're elevating them. And a great example would be like an event, right? I mean, you have an event maybe before you're going through contacts you already have, maybe passing out some things in person. But Natalia, let's like give an example of an event in digital marketing. What are like some strategy tips? Like if I had an event, you know, like a gala that I was putting on, and it's really been up to this point really traditional marketing, but I know I could reach some more people. What are some tips and things that I should keep in mind?
No, that's definitely a really great example. I think promoting events through digital marketing is very powerful. A lot of donations are generated through these events. So obviously, as you said, why not elevate it?
Yeah.
Some of the strategies that we utilize is working with these nonprofits. We really take a collaborative approach. They let me know internally what their scheduling looks like in terms of their marketing for the event, be it with traditional marketing. And then in turn, we really complement that with digital in terms of social media. We make sure that we're getting the right posts out at the right time. So, for example, if we know that an article is going out regarding the event, we'll be sure to post that on social media. Mm-hmm. We'll also create an actual event on Facebook, and we'll be sure to invite new guests and market that to a new audience as well. And then also leveraging Google search. So something that's really beneficial for nonprofits, I feel, is taking advantage of the Google grant. So the Google grant, yes, you can apply, and if you qualify and really prove that you're a nonprofit, you can qualify for up to $10,000 of free money. This is free.
Say it again.
Free money. Free money that you can leverage. There are some restrictions on the types of keywords you can bid on, and you can't bid more than $2 on a keyword. So there are some restrictions, but definitely, as I mentioned, it's free. Why wouldn't you take advantage of that? So we like to complement our efforts too in leveraging Google search. creating ads around the event so that you can have that presence on social, you can have the presence on search. And then also, I think, obviously, a really great way to prospect is through display advertising. So creating banners specific to the event, and you can utilize display. And I think display is just a really, really great channel to utilize because of the large reach. You can get thousands of impressions out there to new users that were not aware, one, of the nonprofit, and two, of the event. So in turn, it's a really collaborative approach that we have with the nonprofits, but it's really robust in that they're taking care of the traditional and then we cover them with the digital aspect.
I love it. So let's get these nonprofit marketing managers' minds turning, right? Because it's one thing to know you have to do digital marketing. It's one thing to have your best practice list when you're setting up a campaign. But there are also a lot of other things that a nonprofit organization who knows so many people, has so many contacts, does so many things, can leverage in their marketing. And I think one of the things that we talked about offline a couple weeks ago was when some of these organizations like have a great guest speaker or someone they know is coming to an event, someone popular and obviously with permission, but you know, how you infuse that in your imagery, in your ads, and then you know, expand that further to think about like, what are all the things we do and how can I create a digital campaign that just doesn't say, hey, we need your funds. Hey, we need your help. That's evident in a nonprofit, right? Because they're a nonprofit. Have you seen any good ad units or tips that have worked for really pulling on emotional strings and really using, you know, everything that an organization has at their disposal besides just ad copy, for example?
Of course. And I think that this is really where nonprofits have an advantage because obviously they are leveraging a great cause. And this is content that you can get in front of an audience and really, as you mentioned, pull at their heartstrings.
Yeah.
If a user was not aware of the nonprofit before or the type of cause, and you're sharing content, for example, the signs of domestic abuse, you know, that's something that really resonates with a lot of people. And that was a piece of content that we shared on Facebook. So this piece of content wasn't calling directly for donations. We were simply just posting it on Facebook. We promoted it. And I'm telling you, the type of reaction that we got was outstanding. We had people sharing their stories, people having conversations within the comments, really supporting each other.
That's great.
So it was really powerful to see that we had that type of impact with the type of content that we are sharing. And as I mentioned, it's not us asking for donations, but it's us getting in front of new consumers and them really connecting with the brand. And then in turn, you build this relationship with them, which will potentially lead to a donation down the road.
And maybe we got a little ahead of ourselves. I think you just made another great point. We should back up. If you are a nonprofit and you're going into analyzing your digital strategy and someone says, hey, first we need to do branding. We need to make people aware. Explain to the listeners like, what that may look like, what that may mean. Because those ads are very different and you know, more high level than saying, we need a donation to stop homelessness. Like, that's very specific. You know what you're doing. But like you said, not everyone's going to do that if they don't know the brand first and what they're about. So what does that branding phase look like? And do you often find in working with nonprofits that most of them have to go through that first because they haven't already?
Yeah, of course. And that's something that we saw with pretty much all the nonprofits that we worked with, is getting that branding stage is very important in order to build the social community size, to really get new users on the website. So definitely very important in our strategy. And from that branding and awareness phase, that really leads into the remarketing and that kind of lower funnel, really call to action phase where we do potentially get those donations down the road.
That's awesome. So to kind of recap here and starting at a high level, nonprofits can absolutely use digital marketing. they need it. You know, I would say they need a digital marketing strategy these days. That's really going to expand your reach. And it's funny to me to picture someone sitting down like in the old days and saying, okay, like what group are we going to go talk to, right? Like what neighborhood are we going to go knock on doors and hand them flyers? Mm-hmm. And now you're sitting down and instead you're saying, hey, on Facebook, what group are we going to target, right? What does our demographic look like? So big difference there. Like you said, when it comes to using everything at your disposal, really look at your organization, your events, who's coming out, who's involved, how can you showcase that? And then remember that it's okay if people don't know about you or about your brand or what you're about. That's what the branding stage, the awareness stage is for. And we probably would recommend that, unless you have a great foundation already, for any digital marketing campaign, not even just, you know, nonprofit. So I think those are all great tips. Natalia, before we wrap up the podcast, was there anything else regarding nonprofits, tips for digital marketing that you wanted to share with our listeners today?
I think it's just really important to recognize that you're doing something good for their community, and people really do want to learn about your cause. As I mentioned, the type of content that we were sharing, although it wasn't asking for donations, people really responded well to that. So definitely take any stories that you, personal stories that you may have of clients that you've helped, leverage donors too. I think that's something important to leverage on social media, is getting the side of the donor and why exactly they were donating to your cause. That's really powerful for people to hear. And just overall, I think social media is such a great platform for nonprofits to really share their message and share the news of the mission and the goals that they're trying to reach.
Natalia, I think that's great. Thanks so much for sharing these tips with us today.
Yeah, thank you, Chuck.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Eye on Digital Marketing podcast presented by More Visibility. If you want to stay on top of all the latest podcasts, visit our website, morevisibility.com/resources/podcasts, and browse the site for the latest digital marketing blogs, videos, newsletters, and much more.